A game you heard here last night right here on Sunday 99.7, of course, yourfortdodge.com as well. St. Eben falls to Alta Aurelia 43-22. Coach Matt Dillon joins me here from St. Eben football. And Coach, you know, it was one of those games last night where you battled in the first half, you're tied at half, and then the second half, they outscore you 21-0. From what I understand, it was a lot of time of possession and them really putting ball control offense in the second half.
That's right, Rob. You know, we just couldn't get off the field on defense last night, especially in the second half. I think we ran a total of 15 plays, only four or five in the third quarter. We kicked off to them to start the second half. They had about an 8-9 minute drive to take the lead. We had a chance to come back and tie it. We get another good kickoff return from Sean Flattery. I mean, he ran one back for a touchdown. He almost had a second one back for a touchdown. Ran down to like the 15-yard line, and then they made two really good defensive plays on first and second down, put us in a third and long, and that was the story for the whole second half. Our pass protection just wasn't there. You know, Drew got sacked. We went for it on fourth down because we were out of field goal range, and it ended up incomplete. And then they take another long drive down the field and score. Now it's a two-score game. We're trying to get back into it, and sure as heck, they kick off. It hits one of our front linemen and bounces right back to them, and they fall on it. And then it just seemed like we could never get the dang ball back. So, you know, When you're the type of offense that we are, we're kind of a rhythm-oriented offense. You know, for maybe the first time all year, Drew was just a little bit off. I mean, we had people open deep all night long. He made throws at, I mean, a foot too long, a yard too long. You know, and a lot of that was because of the pressure they were able to put on him. You know, it is what it is. We didn't execute in the second half the way we needed to stay in that football game, and you know, that's something that we're going to have to work on and get better. But you know, the thing about this Alta team, they're getting healthy at the right time, and apparently so is Bishop Garrigan, who we play next week, because they
kind of what everybody you've done, everybody you've played has done in the last 4 or 5 weeks is kind of put it together going into.
Well, you know, Manson did. 2 weeks ago, and when we beat them 39-37 in double overtime, and it's hard to tell from the story of the game exactly what happened there. I don't know, but I, you know, Garrigan beat North Union in overtime 2 weeks ago. All of a sudden, they get a little momentum. They get, you know, they get excited about playing, and they just manhandled Manson last night, 35-0. So, I mean, we're going to have our hands full next week, no question about it.
Absolutely, certainly will, and. St. Eben head football coach Matt Dillon joins me here. And 43-22, the loss last night to Alta Aurelia on the road. And, Coach, you know, we talked about it going into the game, how important it would be to limit them in time of possession and to put them in down and distance situations that were advantageous to you and a disadvantage to them. And they were able to win those phases of the game.
And that was the problem last night, Rob. We did a decent job on first and second down. You know, we got them in third and long a lot of times last night, and it just seemed like we never made the play on third down to get our defense off the field. And, you know, we'll go back through the film and you know, calculate those numbers, but I'm going to guess 7 to 10 times on third and long they converted and to keep drives alive. And if you're going to be a good football team, you got to eliminate those third and long situations and just not give them up, you know. And when you do that, all of a sudden you limit their opportunities and you increase your own opportunities, you know. But we didn't do that last night. You know, I thought you know, they played their what would have been their starting backfield in the first game. They played that group probably for the first time all year for the majority of the game.
Because of injuries,
yeah, I'm guessing. Yep, exactly. And for knowing that going in, they have two of the best players in the district, without any question, Levi Sleaser and DeRoos, the D-lineman/fullback. I mean, those two guys can really play the game on both sides of the ball. They're excellent football players. DeRoos more so on defense than on offense.
Right.
we minimized his yards on offense. I think he had 6 carries for 20-something yards. You know, no big deal, but he is a great blocker also as well from that fullback position, sure, when they're running their power stuff, and you know, all those things. But defensively, he gave us fits all night. And you know, I knew going in, we tried to express how important it was to our football team all week that we had to get 44 blocked, because if we don't, he's going to create havoc. And he created havoc all night long. We didn't get him blocked very often.
Did they line him up opposite of Brock Steinick last night? Right across?
Kind of a combination. They would move him around inside. So it just wasn't, he just lined up there all night long. You know, and a lot of things that Brock does is he's going to pull and lead a play. So when he does that, obviously somebody else has got to be able to block that 44.
True.
And it was a mismatch. In most circumstances, our center and offensive tackles would be the guys responsible for trying to make that block. And I mean, this kid's 6'2", a good 230, 240 pounds, and quicker than anybody on the field. So he gave us fits, no doubt about it.
He's a different level type of defensive lineman than you're going with.
Well, when he's healthy, he's a difference maker on just about every snap. You know, and I knew he would be, and we did everything we could to figure out how to slow him down, and you know, a lot of plays we did, but he made enough big plays that, you know, especially putting pressure on Drew in terms of the passing game, that really caused us problems.
The Drew's kid, do you know, is he being recruited?
I don't know. He should be. He's been
6'2", 230.
He's a 3-year starter. Played linebacker before this year. Now I was talking to their coach in pregame, and he got hurt in pregame before the first game. Because I remember watching the tape. It was against Central Lyon, George Little Rock. The game is starting, and he's on the bench with an ice pack on his knee. I think he started playing minimally a couple weeks later, and then he's putting more and more of a load. He's hardly played any offense all year. Last night was by far the most offense he's played all year long. He continues to get healthy and healthier. And same thing with Levi Sleaser, their tailback / linebacker. He's really good. And he's also about 210, 215 pounds. And he's a load when he's running. You know,
right.
I think he rushed for 3 touchdowns last night. And if you don't get him before he gets rolling and he gets his pads headed downhill, he's tough to stop.
Yeah.
And we didn't get that done. So I think he had 3 touchdown runs, 2 of them 40-something and 30-something, you know.
Right. And I think two of those came in the second half.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That big run they went on.
And they wore our guys down up front. You know, and that's a part of it as well. You know, and when your defense is on the field for as long as ours was, I think they ran 68 snaps offensively for the game. That's just too many. That's just too many. And we want to be the team that's running 68 snaps.
Oh, yeah.
And we've done that on a couple different occasions, but we just couldn't get that done last night.
Coach Matt Dillon is my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coaches Quarter. St. Edmund coming off a loss last night, 43-22 to Alta Aurelia. Coach, looking at the numbers, and I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I know that they ran for over 300 yards last night. I'm pretty sure
close to four.
I knew it was over
393.
So again, kind of a reoccurring theme here with trouble with the run defense. What do you have to do to fix that?
Well, you know, we got to tackle better. First of all, a lot of the plays that kept drives alive for them, we had people right at the point of attack, ready to make the play, and we didn't get it done. You know, sometimes 2 guys, sometimes 3 guys right there to make the play, we don't get it done. When that happens, you know, all of a sudden the momentum obviously swings towards the offense. The defense loses a little confidence in their ability to
back
stop
on
somebody.
Your heels.
Yeah, you know, and I thought defensively we were probably on our heels for most of that second half. And instead of, you know, stepping up and being positive and making that play, it's like, oh, I don't know if I can make this play. You know, that's a whole different mindset. You know, and we got to change that mindset, and we got to step up and be able to make those plays. And we're going to get the same thing this coming Friday because, you know, Garrigan went out and rushed for a bunch of yards against Manson last night, and they made some changes to their offense 2 weeks ago that all of a sudden looked positive for them. You know, they had really struggled offensively the first four or five games, and now all of a sudden they won two in a row, and I think they're definitely headed on a positive trajectory, and we got to be able to step in and stop that trajectory.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, kind of their momentum is moving in the right direction. Your momentum from last night kind of moving in the wrong direction. Now you've got to offset some of that momentum. Now, do you plan defensively maybe put more guys in a box to try to help with the run? Did you do that last night?
Well, we tried to put 13 on the field last night, but they wouldn't have let us. You know, we had as many people in the box as we could get in there, you know, but it wasn't like they can't throw the ball. I mean, their quarterback was, I think, 10 out of 15 last night. You know, they didn't really make any big throws down the field, a lot of short stuff, little swing passes to tailbacks. Excuse me, out of the backfield and a variety of different things. But, I mean, and then they try to spread you out formationally, which they can do, and then they just bust you up inside if you got to take guys out of the box. So, you know, there's only so much you can do. At some point, somebody's got to stiff
wrap up,
bow their neck and make a play, you know, and we challenged our guys last night, and, you know, I can't fault the effort. The effort was certainly there. The execution wasn't. So,
right.
You know, and that's, you know, all you can ask is your guys to give it everything they got. And if at the end of the day it isn't enough, you know, and there's some teams in this, you know, West Hancock's a prime example. You know, West Hancock is on a roll now.
Right.
Take this team, this West Hancock team, their first game, they scored –
6 points.
Against Garner, Hayfield Ventura. Week two, they scored 13, but six of that was in overtime, so they only scored 7 points in regulation against Forest City. Now, those are two 2A teams, but still, I mean, if you look at the standings, they're not great 2A teams. They're just pretty average. And all of a sudden, in week three, they scored 35 on Bishop Garrigan, shut them out. And then the next week they got us, and that was 55. And then last week they had this Alta Aurelia team. They hung 54 on them, and then last night they hung 61 on North Union. So they got their offense figured out. To me, the offense was Cole Kelly, you know, and he's big, physical, fast back, and we couldn't match up with him. You know, those are the types of running backs that give us trouble.
Yeah,
you know, just because we got a bunch of 170 to 190 pound guys out there, you know, trying to play against bigger guys that can run and are physical, and you know, sometimes it's going to work, sometimes it doesn't. So
yeah, you know, you mentioned being undersized there. That obviously is a struggle every week, pretty much for you. And you talk about Ryan Lang and Cole Kelly, and one of the things you've said is that those guys are the two best backs in Class A. Well, I looked at some of the numbers this week, and not only are they two of the best in Class A, statistically, they're two of the best in the entire state, regardless of class.
Well, I don't have any doubt about that. Those guys are legit football players, and they're going to play on Saturday. If they choose to, they're going to play on Saturday afternoons for somebody in the upcoming years. I mean, those two guys are really, really good. Braden Joel for Manson had a great game against us, you know, and part of that was their size up front gave us problems, you know. And
how much were you outsized last night against Alta at line scrimmage?
Not tremendously. I mean, they're not a huge, huge, huge team, but they're aggressive. They're physical, and all they need to do is create a seam for those backs. They got three really good backs, and those guys are finally healthy. They're finally together as a backfield, and those three guys are going to give people fits because if they break the line of scrimmage, they can all, I think it's Logan McCoy is the last name, number two,
McCoy, Sleazer, the DeRusse.
And DeRusse, you know, those three guys. I mean, that's a tough backfield to stop. And McCoy is the fastest of the three. He gave us fits last year when we played him up there as a sophomore, and now he's just a junior. Sleazer and DeRusse are seniors, so that's a good thing. Roar, the quarterback's a senior. That's a good thing.
You'll send those guys graduation.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I might show up at their graduation parties. I don't know. All those guys. I'm gonna make the swing. I'm going to West Hancock and congratulate Cole Kelly, and I'm going to stop over there at North Union and Armstrong and wish Ryan Lang well, and then maybe head over to Manson and wish Braden Joel well. I mean, we've played some pretty darn good backs this season. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I had a coach when I was in high school come to us at the end of the game, and he was a great guy. You get to know the coaches you're playing against over the years, and they had played against them, you know, before several times. And he comes after the game, and we're talking, and he looked at me and some of the other seniors and said, "I can't wait till you guys graduate."
Well, I pretty much said that to all the coaches concerning the running backs that we've gone against. So I'm not going to miss those guys next year for sure.
You know, they say Georgia is running back you, but your conference is your district is running back district for sure. And again, giving you some problems there. Now, Alta Aurelia beat you last night 43-22. We talked about how they're able to control kind of the game in terms of time of possession and that kind of thing. Well, how was the turnover margin for you last night?
I think we lost. We lost one fumble. They fumbled three times. We only got on one of them. You know, and I thought a key play in the game. We're up 7-0. We took the opening kickoff, took it right down the field.
Right,
Great first drive, great opening drive. They start coming down the field. They looked like to us that they fumbled the football about midfield. We recovered it, but they called him down. And, you know, if we get the ball there and take it down and score, now it's a different, you know, you're talking about a different story, right? You get it, you get that ball in that situation, you got momentum, you're up 14-0 at that point. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. They ended up taking it in and scoring, now 7-7, and it's a different game, you know, and that was a huge call, I thought, or non-call in the game. And listen, I loved our crew. We had an excellent officiating crew last night. Those guys were great to work with, and I don't always say that, but I thought last night's crew did a really good job. So I'm not complaining about the non-call, because it was really close.
Yeah,
you know,
it's one of those 50-50
bang.
Deals.
It's a bang yeah. deal. Sometimes they're going to see that play and they're going to call it a fumble. Sometimes they're going to say no, he's down. So, you know, you can't really concern yourself with. You just got to step up and make the next play.
Well, I'm going to piggyback off your point here to kind of illustrate the importance of kind of that momentum play. Because for folks that don't know, Alta Aurelia is a wishbone offense. When you can get two possessions, three possessions ahead of that wishbone offense, you put them in a very uncomfortable situation. That they never, those type of teams never want to be down 2-3 scores. You get that play right there and maybe convert off that turnover, cash it in, so to speak, and you're up 2 scores. Not only does that change the momentum in any game when you're able to make a play like that, but especially against the style of team they are.
Sure. You know, and having grown up in the wishbone, you're from the South, so I'm sure you grew up in the wishbone.
Oh, yeah.
It was the offense we ran when I was in high school. Theirs is a little different. We were triple option football team. They're really not. They're going to run power. They're going to run fullback dive. They're going to run the counter to the backside halfback coming across the formation. And those are really their three main plays that they like to run out of that formation. And they run them well, you know. And anytime you can put the ball in the hands of a guy like Levi Sleazer or Logan McCoy or even Alex DeRusse, who didn't hurt us last night from a running back standpoint, but I'm sure he hurt us from a blocking standpoint.
True.
You know, he's a physical force in there. I think he had 6 carries for 20 yards or something. So, I mean, you know, we did a good job on him. It's the other two guys that went over 150. We did such a good job on, you know.
So. Yeah. Well, and you know,
one of those is a left halfback, one of them is a right halfback. So, what are you going to try to take away? You know what I mean?
Sure.
So,
picking your poison.
Yeah.
Matt Dillon is my guest, head football coach at St. Edmund.
here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. You bring up an interesting point about that style of offense and that counter to the weak side back coming through. What, you know, maybe if folks don't study the technical aspects of the game, they don't realize this, but when you have that play coming your way, not only is he getting the ball at full stride momentum to go, you know, north-south, but by the time he has the ball, you are taking on not only their offensive linemen who are blocking, the other two backs are also as a lead. So it's almost like 8-9 guys that you got to account for.
There's a lot of guys at the point of attack that are trying to create a hole for this guy. You know, very similar in that respect to what the wing T is, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you're in the wing T offense, you're going to have a block in at the hole, you're going to have a block out at the hole, and you're going to have somebody blocking through the hole. And on just about every play. And in the wishbone, you're always going to have some type of lead blocker, wherever it might be.
Sure.
And they got the guys, you know, when you got Levi Sleezer being the lead blocker at 6'1", 215 pounds, that's almost, for us, that would be a big offensive lineman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
He played defensive tackle for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you put Alex DeRuz in front of it. That's a 230-pound guy. I mean, when you see him in a football uniform, you're like, oh,
that's a big guy.
Oh,
yeah.
My. You know, I mean, he's put together now, both of those guys. And when they're coming at you, I mean, they're coming with force. It's not, you know, we're just going to lean on this guy and get in the way. We're not throwing shield blocks, you know.
Right.
I mean, we're coming here to take your head off.
Yeah.
That's the game of football. Football is a physical game, and you have to match their physicality, and we didn't do a very good job of that last night.
Now, Bishop Garrigan for you next week will be certainly interesting. You have them, and before we kind of talk about the specifics of that, let's just talk about it from this standpoint. I grew up as a Baptist, never really been around Catholic schools till I came here. What does it mean for one Catholic school like St. Edmund to beat another like Bishop Garrigan?
I think it means a lot. You know, we're roughly 45 miles apart. You know, they've got an unbelievable football tradition. You know, they didn't lose a regular season game for like 5 years. So,
okay.
You know, I mean, that's incredible when you think about it. Coach Wadley and I go way back. He was an assistant at Dowling right before I got hired there, and then he left to take the Bishop Garrigan job, I think, in 96, and that's when I started at Dowling in 96. So, you know, my wife was working at Christ the King School in the south side of Des Moines. Marty's sister also worked at Christ the King School, so my wife and her had a really good relationship. So, I mean, Marty and I go way, way back.
Right.
You know, and he's a great guy and a heck of a football coach. And, you know, they've obviously figured something out in their team to have the success that they've had the last couple weeks. And we got to find some way to stop that momentum that they got going on. So, you know, not sure what that is yet. I mean, I was amazed watching the North Union tape at some of the things that they were doing. It was what I call so anti-Marty because it wasn't, I mean, this is not anything that he's probably ever done on offense, and all of a sudden they found something and it started clicking. I want to see if they did the same thing last night when we get the film against Manson. But, you know, they made a change at quarterback in the middle of that game, and they put their tail back at quarterback. And they did some amazing things. I'm just sitting there watching this going, my goodness. You know, I mean, they drop him back, you know, 10 yards, and he'd just survey the field, and he'd look for, because he's pretty good in the open field now, and he'd find an open crease somewhere, and he'd just take off and go, and he was able to get big yardage against North Union to kind of get him back in the game and send that thing to overtime. So I don't know if last night was similar. I mean, we got to see when we get the tape, but. It was pretty amazing watching that North Union game.
One final question here. Other than run defense, what do you have to do better in going into the Bishop Garrigan?
We got to protect Drew. I mean, we got to do a better job at pass protection. Our run game, I think, will do certain things for us, but when we go back to pass, he's got to have time to throw. And if he has time to throw, he's as good as there is in the state. And I don't care what level you play at. I mean, he's phenomenal at finding the open guy and putting the ball there when he's got time. Just like you hope any quarterback's going to be.
Yeah, sure.
When he's got guys hitting him and he's bouncing off and trying to scramble to find a slot to throw the football in, that makes it really tough. So that's my right now my number one focus is we've got to be able to protect Drew, and we're going to have to figure out how to do that. If it means keeping an extra guy in, maybe, you know, chipping somebody before they release, whatever it might be, we got to figure it out. So.
Coach Matt Dillon has been my guest. St. Edmund football sitting at 4-2 going into week number 7, the regular season finale against Bishop Garrigan. One that is, in my mind, a little bit of a circle the calendar type of game against Garrigan here coming up. Coach, I appreciate the time. Good luck this week going against Garrigan, and we'll talk to you this week for sure.
Absolutely, Rob. Thank you. Enjoy this as always.
All right. That's Matt Dillon from St. Edmund football.